Hello, and welcome to Grain Insight, a CN update on getting your grain to market. I'm Kate Fenske from CN Public Affairs, and joining me is David Shadnovic, CN's Director of Grain Marketing. David, we've touched on CN's record grain movement in March, and we know that there has been some pretty steady rainfall in Vancouver in recent weeks, a bit of a break, but more rain in the forecast. How has that impacted the supply chain?
Well, we all know that weather is a factor on the prairies and in Western Canada no matter what. Whether it's too wet, delaying seeding or harvesting, or affecting crop quality, or it's too dry, affecting yield prospects. And just like winter comes every year to the prairies and extreme cold weather can hurt grain supply chain performance, we can get into stretches at the West Coast where the rain is pretty persistent, and that definitely causes things to slow down. Grain is a weather-working cargo at the port, period. And sometimes we need to stage traffic, which means it gets held back from getting to terminal. And maybe the reason that is it's a terminal that's getting plugged, maybe vessel freight's falling back, or a loading belt breaks, or weather slowing down terminal operations, or grain quality to unload a terminal isn't matching what's needed to hit vessel freight. It could be any number of things. You know, last week, for example, there were terminal space issues at a number of facilities in Vancouver, and CN had to regulate the flow of traffic inbound due to the backlog of traffic that we'd already moved forward and couldn't get unloaded. And that means trains sitting and not moving, you know, not being able to move traffic to manage the flow. So when we stage trains, that means we might hold traffic at the origin where it was loaded or somewhere else along the route. And that stretches out cycle times. And that means it takes that much longer to get those empties back into the country for loading. At the end of the day, that's lost capacity that the grain supply chain isn't getting back. The weekly grain car spotting program that we can deliver in the country is only as good as the number of empties that we can get back from the coast.
And obviously, CN wants to keep the trains moving. So how can we avoid staging traffic?
Well, we'll make efforts to change our supply plan when we can collaborate with supply chain partners. If we know in advance that there are issues in a company's supply chain, regardless of the cause, you know, we can usually change the order of timing of spots. And that allows us to place cars at locations where they'll move without staging, and then we can spot the other locations faster or later. And moderate staging of traffic at 24 hours, you know, roughly 24 hours, is useful at times because it allows us to service the country elevator network in a balanced fashion, and that gives us more precise deliveries to port that some of the terminals are requiring this year due to product mix, among other things.
So, David, what does this mean to the producer?
Well, the quicker that we can get empties back from the coast for loading in the country, the quicker the grain's going to move for farmers. And the more advanced planning that we can do with supply chain partners, it's going to mean a more efficient grain supply chain and we'll be moving more grain quicker.
Thanks for your time, David. For more information on how CN helps move your grain, please visit cn.ca/grain. Thanks for listening to Grain Insight, an update from CN.